Teachers from around Berkshire County demonstrated against budget cuts in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, Monday afternoon. Hundreds of sign-carrying teachers, students, and their supporters gathered downtown at Park Square to decry proposed staffing cuts in the $65.5 million 2021 school department budget.
Funding is essential to maintain proper education for the students.
Alex Lamalio is the Massachusetts Teachers Association representative for most Berkshire County school districts.
We're calling on all legislators of all levels, federal, state, and local, to properly fund education and avoid the massive cuts that are being discussed, proposed, and actually voted on as we speak.
Pittsfield is deliberating the school budget, which was tabled after a long and contentious debate at its allotted hearing last week. The city council will take it up again Wednesday night. The Pittsfield Public Schools announced this month that it could not promise jobs to at least 140 of its employees, since next year state funding for public education remains uncertain. The Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation said in May that the state could expect to collect as much as $6 billion less in tax revenue this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Today is the day that non-renewal letters go out to all the educators. So they're receiving those letters today that they don't have a job for next year. And 140 people in Pittsfield is just way, way, way too much.
The 140 number is a worst-case scenario for the city and its over 1,500 school department employees. The proposed budget's best-case scenario, level funding for 2021, would still see 26 jobs lost, 11 in special ed.
Now more than ever, students need small class sizes.
Mary Holmes is a phys ed teacher at Conte Community School and Capeless Elementary in Pittsfield.
I got a non-renewal notice, and my worry is that if we don't have enough physical education teachers, the class sizes will be too big, or they'll not be able to have physical education at all, which is really important to prevent chronic disease and to teach students social-emotional skills.
Next to her, Sarah Smith, an art teacher at Conte Community School, carried a sign that said, "Support Pittsfield students."
To remind myself and other people that this isn't just about the teachers and our jobs, but it's about our students and providing them the stability and consistency that a lot of them really, really need, especially right now.
Between the unique challenges of the pandemic and existing issues, Smith says teachers play an outsized role in students' lives.
A lot of our students have very high needs due to trauma, whether it's through like neglect, abuse, or poverty related, or all sorts of issues that they have. And there's definitely a big fear that if, you know, 150 teachers are cut, or at our school, even if like 10 people are lost, then there are 10 stable, supportive adults in those students' lives that are just gone like that. And I'm very concerned about how that will affect them.
She also got a non-renewal notice.
It felt really bad. I'm a first-year teacher, and obviously art teacher jobs are hard to come by, so I really, really love what I do and really want to stay where I am, especially with the students that I have. And it's very scary to imagine, you know, losing them and them losing us as well, because I know a lot of them have grown very attached, and also a fear that they'll lose art altogether.
A similar rally was held simultaneously in North Adams. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.